Blog Talk Radio.
I've been working in the vineyard. I'm not tired yet. I gotta get a witness. I've been working. Yes, sir.
Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry, September the 3rd, 2016. Thank you for stopping by to hear what the Lord has given me to share with you. And I'm excited about today. I'm always excited when I have another chance to come out and just say, to share a word with you and just to give you something that will be fruitful to you, that maybe to give you something to think about or something you've been praying about, and God uses his servant me to just bring it out to you, to let you know that he hears every prayer, that no prayer is lost. And everything that we say, he hears us from afar. So I'm going to be coming to you today talking about the vineyard. I'm going to talk about the vineyard today, where that you know that we labor. I'm going to talk about some are called early, some are called last. You know, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. You know, I'm just going to talk a little bit about that during this Labor Day weekend. So I'm going to go into a prayer, and then I'm just going to come and just give you what it was placed in my heart to share this morning. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how this morning, Father God, asking, Father God, that you would please guide and orchestrate me, Father, to do your will, Father, not my will, Father God, that I will come forward, Father God, that you may be glorified, Father God, that you, Father God, would have your own way in thy servants this morning, Father God, that your word will not come back void, Father God, that your word will be a blessing to someone, Father God, today, Father God, as I go forward. Father, it's always a blessing, Father God, to be able to go forward in your word, Father God. Thank you for right now, God. Thank you for everyone that hears this word today or whenever they hear it. Please bless them, Father God, that something I say may bless them along their way, that you may be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, as I said, I'm going to talk a little bit about the vineyard. I'm going to talk about the vineyard. I know so many of us are out here, and we get started, and we don't know what our assignments really are, but we are learning how to lean on God and to ask God. But when it talks about in the Word of God, it says that a few of us was called, which comes out of Matthew 20:16. It says, so the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And it says a few of us, for many are called, but a few are chosen. Some of us are chosen for special things, but all of us have an assignment. So we have to, you know, be straight that we understand that we all have an assignment. But a few of us are chosen to do certain things. And like it says in Ephesians 4:11, and it says some are apostles, some are prophets, some are evangelists, and some are pastors, and some are preachers. I don't know why I'm kind of stumbling this morning, but I bind this spirit in the name of Jesus. I'm going to carry this word like God has given me to carry it, and I pray that you're praying for me as I pray for you this morning. So as we are called into the vineyard, we must do and we must labor with what God has assigned us to do. A lot of times we get off track because we begin to start leaning to what man is telling us, that they're thinking God has told them about us. It is true, there is prophets among the land, but there's also false prophets among the land that's doing things for special agenda, which is their own personal agenda. So what we need to do, as I did, is that once I was told who I was, then I went to the Lord to ask God if that's who he said that I was. Who do you say that I am, Lord? And the Lord then clearly gave me who I was in the season that I asked. He said that I've called you to be an evangelist. And that's what God told me to do in my season. And he said, I also called you to go in the vineyard and work. And whatever you do, I'm going to pay you. Your rewards are not coming from man. Even though man may never accept you, never may say that you have done a good job, as long as you are doing what I have told you to do, and being a good and faithful servant and obedient unto me, which is Jesus Christ, then one day you will get your reward. And I'm sure that, I believe that Moses got his reward. Even though the people weren't always pleased with him, I believe Esther got hers, I believe Ruth and David got theirs, and I believe Job got their reward because they went out and they worked where God assigned them to be at. Sometimes we struggle in getting or being obedient where God wants us to be, but once we begin to get where God wants us to be and begin to do what God has assigned us to do, then sometimes the road is still a little bumpy. But we have to understand if God be for us, who then could be against us? We have to understand that when we're in the vineyard, we have assignments that we must complete. We have to walk according to God's purpose. We have to walk according to the vision that God has given us. Your vision and your purpose may not be like your friend or your co-partner. Don't get straddled by that. Because remember, there's so many people out here, and I'm not being mean or anything, there's so many people up and just doing, and, you know, I'm thinking that as much as they say that they hear from God, my God, you know, everything should be in order for them. But God talks to me, but God, every time I look up, God is not talk to me 24 hours. And God is not constantly changing the things that he has given me. The assignment God gave me from the beginning of my walk is still in place. And I'm just following what God is telling me to do. So if you're laboring in the vineyard, whatever hour you started, if you started way up in the morning at 6 in the morning, or you started way late at 6 in the evening, whatever hour God called you to do what you need to do, then line up with what God has told you to do. Get busy doing what God has assigned you. Because you know what? God is the keeper of our soul. We have to understand that we are working for the kingdom of God. We are not working for the kingdom of this world. We have to understand that God put us in place for a reason. Some of us are called for early, way early in the morning to be up. And some of us are called way late in the evening, but all of us are going to get our reward. God will reward us according to his way. God will give us praise. So if you are doing what God has told you to do and it seems like nobody's with you or no one is on board with you, just align up with what the word of God is telling you to do. And believe me, when you finish your course here and you go forward before the Lord Jesus, then he'll say that he's pleased with you. That is God satisfied with anything that we do? Are we pleasing to God or are we pleasing to man? Are we watching what other people do and getting caught up in things that we should not be caught up in and missing the mark? Because when we go back, whatever God sent us here to do, we are going to be accountable for our good stewardship over what we have been assigned to do. So please get in your place and know your place and let God direct your step. If God called you for the morning hours, just like they talked about in Matthew 1:1, it says, for the kingdom of heaven is unto a man that is a household which when goes out early in the morning for hire in the vineyard. So if you are early hire for the kingdom of God, you need to get out there. If God has assigned you to get up and pray at the appointed hour at 3 o'clock, or 6 o'clock, whatever hour, you need to get up and do it, because whatever you do to the glory of God, God will reward you on that. And whatever you are doing, God is going to pay you. Like it talks about here in verses 2, it says, and they agreed, the labor agreed to be paid whatever was due. And I think in that instant it was talking about, he was saying one penny. It was one penny that he had promised to pay. But whatever God has said that he's going to give you in your seed, he will give it to you. We have to just learn how to understand that some of us are chosen for right now, and some of us have been called to do things. It's been a lot of us called, but it's a few of us chosen to do what God has assigned. Can you ask yourself, what is it that God has called me to do in this season? Am I walking into obedience to Christ? Am I laboring in the kingdom of God? Or am I laboring for self and for gratification of man? Who am I pleasing? Am I being obedient to what God wants me to do? And ask yourself that and find out if you're doing and in working in the season that you should be in. Because sometimes, even though God has called us and assigned us to something, you may not be in the right season. So let's make sure that we get in the right season. Let's make sure that we're doing what God has told us to do. Let's make sure that we're not being lazy. If God has given you a ministry to pray, pray. If God has given you a ministry to encourage, encourage. In the vineyard, do what God has assigned you to, and he will give you power. And when that day, when that getting up day, when you go before the king, he will say that you have been good and you have been faithful and you have walked in obedience to what he's told you to do. They may not always want to hear it, but do it to the glory of God. Give all your praises, give all that you have unto God. And know that God will make a way. And know that as we begin to do the things that God has appointed us to do, it says here that some of us that feel like you're being left out, you're not being left out. Because here in Matthew 19:30, it says, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Know that God got a place for you. You just get in that vineyard, and you just do what God told you to do. And you just do it, and you do it in obedience, and you do it with a clean heart and a right spirit, and you look unto the hills from which cometh all your health and your strength. It doesn't matter how things get on your track and try to discourage you. You keep your mind stayed on God. And like it says in Isaiah, if you keep your mind stayed on God, you will stay in perfect peace because your mind is stayed on God. If you lift yourself unto God, trust God that he will bring you through. There's no failure in God. If you're in the vineyard being obedient, God got you. If you're walking in your calling, God got you. If you're in the season that God has called for you, he got you. If you're walking according to God's will, he got you. That's what we have to keep in mind. Some of us have such a great anointing on us, but we're just in the wrong season. And we're not being obedient to what God has told us. We're so afraid that we're going to be left behind, that we're going to lose time. Believe me, wherever God wants you at in the season, he is God. He's God all by himself. He's the almighty God. He is God, the omnipotent God. There's nothing too hard for him. Wherever you should be, he will put you there. You lose no track. And that took me for the longest to understand that. I thought, well, you know, I done got older now, and why didn't I do it? Because it was not my season yet. So we have to walk in the season that God has given us. We have to learn how to be obedient. We have to learn how to do the way God has that is pleasing to God. And when we be obedient to God, we will see things to fall in place. A lot of things I was waiting because I was like, Lord, I don't know how to do it. I don't know which way to do it. I can't make this meet. And when I walked into obedience and got in the season that God has me in the vineyard, in the vineyard, it became smoother for me. And that's what we have to do. It's not always easy. But I'm telling you, you always come out a winner when you're dealing with Jesus Christ because there's no failure in him. He has a way, and he will pay. He will pay whatever is due to you in that season. Whatever you need, he has it. It may not come in money, but it comes in a kind word. It comes in a way of encouraging. Whatever you need in that season, God will give it to you. So I'm just asking that you would just hold on to God's unchanging hand and watch him work in your life as you begin to forget that you're thinking that you have been left behind. God is not going to leave you behind. God is not going to leave me behind. There are Moseses out here. There are Esthers out here. There's Ruths out here. There's Jobs and Davids. They're out here. There are prophets out here. There's apostles out here. But we just have to be in the season that God has ordained us to be in. We have to stop trying to go ahead of the plan God has. For he tells us in Jeremiah, for I know the plan that I have for you. And then you all know that I work with Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and is called according to God's purpose. Not mine. And then it tells us in Proverbs, lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. You have to know that God will direct your path. And when God directs your path, he'll put you where you need to be in the season you need to be. So if you are now first, you may be last, but you are never forgotten. God knows us. God knows all about us. We're not hidden from God. When God looks down on me, he sees me just like I, just everything. Everything is clear to him about me. And everything's clear to him about you. We can't hide from God. God, he's everywhere. He hears everything. He does, and he does everything for us. It's that we just have to trust in him. And I understand that a little with the lesson, the way it was going, because I actually thought that God was going to actually let me teach the vineyard from Matthew's 20:1-8. But he said, no, tell them for me that some of us are now first and some of us are now last, but it's going to reverse, that I have not forgotten about my people. And it says a few of us are called. Learn what the calling is. And us that's chosen, we better be doing what God has chose us to do. We better be on the track of doing and walking obedience to what God said and not what man said. And once you walk in obedience, you will see things begin to fall in line for you. And God will work it out just for you. God has a way. God has a way to do anything and everything. And we have to understand that we have promises on our lives. We have to understand that God, when he born us and we came into this world, we already had our assignment. We already have where we were supposed to work at and where we were supposed to go. God did not get up this morning and start putting things in order for me this morning. God already had everything in order. So we have to learn how to be obedient, and we have to learn how to know when we let go that God will take over. God is not going to work where you're working. You have to move out the way. If you can do it, then you don't need God. And what you have to understand, too, if a person is leaving, the season is up for that person to leave. And understand that everybody that's saying or smiling at you is not for you. Just like when they did with Jesus, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. And what did they do to Jesus by that evening? They was holler crucifying. So you have to understand about the people that come in your life, just because they're there don't mean that they're all there for the right reason. But I'm telling you, if God be for you and you ask God to give you a discerned spirit, he will show you. He will show you what you need to see. And if you just trust in him and doubt not in your heart, he'll bring everything out all right. And a lot of times we get so off track, but get on track. And I also want to just say this to the tithers, of those that used to tithe. If you're not tithing now, trust God and start tithing. Ask God how to tithe. And what you need to do in the season of tithing. And if you don't have the finance to tithe, tithe yourself. Praise him. Wish of him. Be on time. Go to Sunday school. Learn of him. Because God said for us to assemble ourselves. Get in line with what the Holy Ghost is telling you to do. And walk in obedience to God. And one day, God will bless you with your tithes and your offerings. And bless you where to take them to and leave them. So it will be a help unto the church and to his people. It talks about the tithes and offering in Malachi. It talks about them in Malachi 3:10. It says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. God said that he will give you blessings. So that all goes back to the vineyard. You may not be getting your season now because you feel like you're last, but you will become first. It's going to come full circle. And God is going to bring it back to you. Whatever you need in the season, God will bless you. But this is a true savings account here, if we do it. And do it the way God tells you to do it. Don't get caught up on what they're saying. Don't be looking, don't get so caught up in the cause and not praising God 4:4. Keep your eye on the prize of Jesus Christ and watch him make a difference in your life. So if you're sitting around wondering what you need to be doing in your season in the vineyard, ask God and watch him make a difference and watch him show you and tell you what to do. I thank you for listening. I think I was kind of all over there a little bit, but this is the way it came to me, and I gave it to you. So take out what you will. Fill out the message and that it works for you. But I pray that whatever I said, that it latched on to somebody. Somebody needed to hear this today along with me. So God bless you and God keep you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for right now. I thank you, Father God, that you will bless this word. This word is anointed. This word is for right now, Father God. And I thank you for using thy servant. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that covered me, Lord. Thank you for everything, Father God. Thank you for heaven and earth, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for all that you've done and all that you're doing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for right now. And if you're out of fellowship with Christ, go into Romans 10 and 9 and confess your sins to Jesus Christ and turn it over to him and ask him to put you in a Bible-believing church filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Thank you. And if you need to reach me, you can always call me at 708-715-4545. And my email is walkingingodspurpose@gmail.com. Minister, you can always reach me. And if you need to talk to me, I'm available for you. I just thank you, and I praise you for taking the time by to stop by and get this message. To God be the glory. Amen.